We turn our attention now to Tatura, and Ray Huxley joins us with the preview. Good morning, Haka. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Trent.
That's the way. All right, track conditions today at TAT. A good four, Rail is plus three, the 600 to the, the 13 to the 600, and True the remainder. Let's have a look at the field for race number one as I just open up my app here. And this is a maiden for the three-year-olds. It's over 1,100 metres. Take out number four. Favourite number eight, Tebow, $2.40. Seven, She's Our Reward, $3.10. Six, Periano, $4. $9.50, the five, Vincent Van Gogh. One, it's Tiger Time, $10.
Yeah, it's a tricky little affair to start with. We've got a couple of first starters and we've got a couple down the bottom who have been consistent, and they may well fight it out. I thought the six was probably the other chance. It won a Tatura trial back in March. It looked pretty good when it won that trial, but then went out for a spell. I'm tipping She's Our Reward. Has run four placings from its eight starts. Battled on well at Ararat last start when it drew a bit wide. Has drawn the barrier two here. So, look, I put her on top from Pariano, number eight, Tebow, and then maybe number five, next best. But a tricky little affair to start. I really like the program. It looks like a good punter's program, but not too keen on the first. In for a tip, we'll go 7 from 6, 8, and 5.
Seven, six, eight, five, but maybe just keep your powder dry. Sounds like you're bullish about some of these other races. Perhaps race number two might tickle your fancy a little more. Three-year-olds and up, a maiden over 1,000 metres. No scratchings here. Number nine, Scrappy, favourite at 260 for Mara and Eustace. Six, Magdevale, 370. Ten, Sovereign Diamond at 380. And number two, Hunker Hunker Harry at $10.
Yeah, Scrappy has been scratched a few times, makes his debut here with Blinkers for the first time, well, naturally for the first time. He did trial really well at Cranbourne on the 26th of November, but narrowly beaten by a medicine woman there. It was a good trial, wasn't really knocked around, obviously has good ability, drawn barrier one, very, very important barriers here at Tatura. And just on that barrier trial, I think you'll be winning here. In fact, one of the first starters will probably win the race. Number 10, Sovereign Diamond, is another debutante who ran second in the trial here recently and looked okay, nicely bred filly. And in the David Hayes team. So it's obviously a one to keep an eye on. Then we go to number six, another first starter who won a trial here, Magna Vale, and another first starter, number two, Hunker Hunker. Harry is showing ability at the jump out. So in race two, we'll go 9 from 10, then 6 and 2.
9, 10, 6, 2, race two. Race number three, a maiden, three-year-olds and older, 14.50 they run. Take out 2, 3, 6, 10, and 11. Heading the market, number eight, Crew Superior, $1.80. Liam Reardon riding again here for Mara and Eustace. One, Delocta at $3.90. Also at that price is number five, Tardigrad. Then we're out to 12 for number seven, Brighton Toff.
Yeah, it looks a good thing. Crew Superior, it's only had the two starts. It was okay on debut, a bit slowly away at Benalla. Got back in the field, finished up, beat half of them home in a field of 10. He ran fifth, and it was quite a handy run. And then with that experience, she went much better at Terang. She drew barrier one there and pounced straight to the lead. And she was run down by Swanky Cat, but only beaten about a neck and really fought on very strongly. She'll continue to improve. And I would think she should win this. Put in number one for second. His recent form has been okay. Got a lot of speed. We'll probably lead them up, I think. I think Crew Superior can take the sit. Then we go to number five, Tardigrad, who was only moderate on debut and then went out for a spell, resuming for the Hayes-Dadnick team. And next best may be number four. It's not a very strong field. I think the one will lead. I think the eight will take the sit. I think the eight will be too good. 8 from 1, 5 and 4.
8, 1, 5 and 4. Race four kicks off the quarter. Your benchmark 58 over the mile. Pull out number eight. Hitting the market is number one. Careering away, $1.50. Dan Stackhouse rides for Johnny McArdle. Well done to McArdle and his partner who had a baby during the week. Number two, Real Royal, $4.80. Five, Admission at $9.50. $11 each of two. Three, Spirit of Phoenix and four, Biting Time.
Yeah, it looks like the top one would win. The only two chances, I think, are the one and the two. The two has got plenty of speed. I think it'll cross over. from its wide barrier, and it's got a bit of a weight advantage now. It'll have 3.5 kilos on careering away, but I think careering away from barrier one, he can get back in his races, but gee, from barrier one in this rather poor field, I don't think he'll get back too far. I think he'll probably be able to settle about third or fourth on the inside, and if he gets a clear crack at them, I think he'll run straight past Real Royal, but I think Real Royal will give a really good side. I'd go one from two, and I think they're well clear of the others, maybe next best four and seven. But first look at the quaddy, I think you only need the 1-2, 1-2-4-7.
1-2-4-7, the top two standouts in race four. First look at the quaddy. Race number five, this is a benchmark 58 over 1,450. Pullout numbers 4 and 9. 3 French Politician is your favourite at $3.80. 6 Wide Open Road, $4. Number 5, Sarah Sentinel at $4.60. 8 Spice Trader, $5.50. 1 Hour Project, $6. And 7 Royal Roulette, $7.50.
Best value of the day, I think, is Spice Trader. He ran second last at Seymour last start in a maiden there. But, gee, if he found his best form, he would beat this field. He ran second, back in May, he ran second at Geelong behind Don't Doubt Maeve when he was well-placed all the way and only got beaten a length and a quarter, and then he went to Geelong again and ran second on the synthetic track there, only beaten about a head. Had one more run and then went out for a spell. He was... finished last at Morfordville two starts ago, but it was on a soft track. And then at Seymour the other day, did a few things wrong. Gee, getting into this race with only... he's got a 2 kilo claim with 52 and 53 and a half and a good barrier. Gee, I think we'll see a big improvement from this horse today. It's a rather weak field, and I think he's the value for the day, race 8, number... race 5, number 8, Spice Trader, up to beat. Number 3, French Politician. He's been racing well, but, gee, it's been very, very ordinary company. This is not a good field either, but I think he's a bit under the odds. Number 6, Wide Open Road. He went very well first up, moderate second up, and then to number 1, Our Project, to... one last start, but again, it was rather, you know, weak company. So I think Spice Trader's really good value here. 8 from 3, 6 and 1.
8, 3, 6 and 1. Race number 6, a benchmark 70 over 1,450. Scratch number 8. Favourite number 5, Elite Drake, $2.40. 7, Kronos, $4.60. $6 for the 4, Free Willy. 6, Tordine at $8. 9, Fighting Shadow, same price.
Yeah, I think Elite Drake does look a good thing here. Won at Mooney Valley two starts ago, sat on the speed, proved too strong in the run home, and then went to Sandown and ran a very, very cheeky race there. Only got beaten a length and three quarters over the 1,300. Getting out to 1,450 I think will be ideal for him. Not much in the way of opposition. I think he will be winning. Number 9, I'll put in for second, Fighting Shadow. It's a roll forward horse, got a good barrier. Will roll along. Then we go to number 2, Moot. Won okay last start, but this is a tougher affair. And then to number 4, Free Willy, who usually goes to the front and back sharply in distance, but he couldn't run the 2,000 last time. He set a cracking speed back to 1,450. He will run a race. So I go 5 from 9, 2 and 4.
5, 9, 2, 4, the last race. 7, a benchmark 58 over 1,000. Takeout numbers 1, 7, 8, 10 and 12. Favourite number 3, Wildwood Jade, $2.50. 4, Coco Couture, $3.30. 2, Last Request, $4.80. And 6, Billabong Babe, $5.50.
Yeah, another good thing here in number 3, Wildwood Jade. Very impressive debut winner at Yarra Valley back in February. He sat about 3 or 4 lengths off the speed, and then when he let go, she just ran straight past them and won by about 3.5 lengths and looked very good. Also looked really good running a good second in a good field at Wangaratta at its second start, and then it failed at Caulfield and failed at Swan Hill and was turned out for a spell. The other day it ran second in a trial here at Tatura. It was a very, very impressive trial. It could have won very easily. Went to the post under a strong hold and really looked as though it has come back well. Good thing, this, number three. 3 from 11, 4 and 2.
3, 11, 4 and 2. Is that your best? Give us your best.
Yeah, it's the best. Yep. Just narrowly ahead of race 6, number 5. Trent, I think we finish off very, very strongly. That I have made the best Wildwood Jade in race 7. I think the value definitely race 5, number 8, Spice Trader. And a pretty skinny quaddy here today. The first leg, look, I think the 1 will win. I think the 2 is the only danger. So we'll put in the 1 and the 2. The second leg, it's a far more open affair. I go 1, 3, 6 and 8. Then I think 5, 1 out in the third leg and 3, 1 out in the last leg. So a very skinny quaddy today.
Good on you, Hugger. Thanks, and good luck today at TAT.
Thanks, mate.
Ray Huxley there with his preview of racing today at Touture.